Cause this is Villa, Villa, Villa. Oh dear, well, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Betsnip. Monday the 9th of November. It's all gone pear-shaped, isn't it? Down the old arse. You have got to laugh. I love it. I love it. I didn't watch it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not even going to say sorry. Normally I go sorry, but I'm not. I just find it brilliant. I love it. I can't help myself. Very entertaining. More reincarnations gone wrong as they try and come back. I know we're shit. We haven't won a trophy in 30 odd years. Yes, say it, Arsenal fans. But it's marvellous, isn't it? And one I got wrong at the weekend, I'm not going to lie. I did think Arsenal would win. I thought, Villa, perhaps I'm buying into the Arteta. I did like the line I saw this morning. It's a lot different putting the cones out at Man City to managing Arsenal. It was one old hands up. I got wrong. I did think Arsenal were big. I thought Arsenal would be, as I've said, I'll be surprised if Arsenal don't win here. I was surprised at the Palace result. That's what happens in football. So, I said lay Southampton, maybe. It wasn't a confirmed bet, but it's been okay. The pod previews, we got the Brighton one right. Chelsea, I said, would probably win. West Ham, I mean, they won. I did think they'd win a lot easier. Spurs, I said, I expect them to scrape home. City, Liverpool draw. Hold my hands up, I got the Arsenal shout wrong. There we go. 2 out of 3 again on the NFL last night. Felt it should have been 3 out of 3, but it's what it is. Still chugging along nicely in profit. Pod horses for today. We have got 3 at Kempton is all. Kempton 12:40 Grey Spirit. Kempton 2:15 Havana Hermano. And Kempton 2:48 Flashing Glance. We do have the Masters this week. Obviously, football goes into an international break. We've got the Masters, the second, maybe third best golf tournament of the year, is going underway for the first time in November. I'll be having a look at that over the next couple of days and have some sort of preview and bets ready for Wednesday. My mate has asked me, because the betting shops are shut, to help him out put some horses bets on, so I'm going to be a little bit busy in the mornings, but I'll get that done at some time. I was going to hold a poker tournament Thursday night, 7:30 into the Masters, and then another one on Friday. I thought we'd do 2 this week, do Thursday and Friday, and then revisit again next week. So I'll set those up and put the stuff on Twitter. Usual format, just a few quid to enter. And obviously poker, run through Poker Stars, and they do all the prize divvying and things. Bit of good fun. So if you'd like to play that, then I'll have details up on that by Wednesday. This is beautiful. This is absolutely beautiful, this one. This is, certain things when I do these just make my day, and this made my day yesterday. Obviously I went on about Trump. I accept people have got different views. I've never said any different. I'm allowed to disagree with them, they're allowed to disagree with me. But this is just an absolute beauty. From Gary, rhymes with Barry. See, I'm going to put them in the same thing. From Gary, I don't know which Gary. Listen to the podcast. We don't pay you for your political views. No, you're right, Gary. You don't pay me at all, you absolute fucking weapon. Imagine clicking on a free podcast on a Sunday morning, listening to it, perhaps putting the NFL bets on, I don't know, perhaps the horses went during the week, disagreeing with what I say about the big fat orange liar, but then going to the trouble of telling me, contacting me, and saying, we don't pay you for my views. Well, no, because it's free. It's my podcast. I say what the fuck I like. People have got a simple choice. Click the play button or not. Where's the paying bit come into it? You are an absolute weapon, Gary, of the highest order. And that's exactly what you give people who support Trump and things the bad name. That's why. Because that's why I end up thinking of you. What a weapon. I've got 3 or 4 people who I know or contacted me about Trump. I've got something I could say about all of them. I wouldn't do that publicly. I'd say it to them if I saw them face to face. But none of them have got a leg to stand on. with the stuff they've sent me or contacted me about. But don't email me saying we don't pay you for your political. This isn't the fucking BBC. I'm not Gary Lineker getting paid millions and spouting off on Twitter. I get that people might have the hump with that. This is a little bloke in an office making a podcast, son. Relax yourself. Fuck me, dear me, we don't pay you for your political views. No, you're right. You absolute fucking monumental melt. Go about your day, Gary. Enjoy yourself, son. Perhaps have a little word with yourself. Perhaps go and sit in the room, rock forwards and backwards, headbutt a wall a couple of times, and then think about it, you fucking brainless one. Getting into mindset now. I think Gary needs some fucking mindset. Gary, I'm going to tell you now, son, I don't know you. Your chances of winning are probably very slim. It's just another Mindset Monday. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You wish it was Sunday. Dee, dee, dee. Ah, it's beautiful. It's lockdown. I've got to keep you all entertained, haven't we? We've got stuff to do. We've got to keep you all entertained. Back's better, by the way. I'm in my chair now. Back in the chair. That's good. There, I feel a lot better. I feel I could run a marathon. Right, where are we, my little team? Right, last week I talked about strengths, weaknesses. I talked a lot about the influence of social media. I talked about other people's views and things and how you've got to dismiss them. Again, yesterday in the Telegram group, I put up a late goal at Lazio. You know, it then in the other chat, because there was a late goal at Lazio, people had, oh, great one. And then obviously other people on Ultimate had laid the draw, so they weren't too happy. It's one game. It's one game, guys. You've just got to, honestly, I can't live this life. I find exhausting. I find it exhausting watching you and listening to you live your life with every kick and every match. I really do find it exhausting. And I'll give you an example. I've got a little group I do some bets with. And I keep saying this, and it's a learned skill. It's not, oh, I don't care. Of course I do care. But it's a matter of, they had a good Saturday, these bets. I put the bets up, these guys put them on, and we share it out. And they went, oh, great day for those. I didn't even know the results. I said, did we win? They thought I was joking. I said, I genuinely don't know. They put laughing. I said, I don't know. Did we win? They went, oh, yeah, we had 3 out of 4, all on at the right prices, this, that, and the other. You can't live your life, honestly, with this one week and one. You're just going to exhaust yourselves and tire yourselves out. You really are. It's so much more than that. And it is a learned skill. And you know, I sort of said strengths and weaknesses, opportunities, threats on a personal basis. And it's absolutely true, and you've got to try and, you know, I keep saying it, it's a battle, and it might take you 2-3 years, but it is a battle that you've got to try and overcome to win this. And you know, there's people, I'm going to give Gary Smith a shout out. Gary was 50 points down, had lost every week over the moon because he's had a winning week. You know, I'm still not going to put everything down to COVID, VAR, this, that, and the other. We have had more penalties, but average goals in the Premier League late 1900s, early 2000s were 2.4, 2.5, pretty much every season. 2.4, 2.5 goals, 2.4, 2.5 goals. It went up sort of mid 2000s to 2.7, 2.8 goals, and it's been 2.7, 2.8 goals for a good number of years. Average goals. Nobody said a word. There was nobody, because we didn't have social media, we didn't have people. People didn't suddenly go, oh, hang on a minute, they're scoring a load more goals in the Premier League. It just was a natural evolution, as obviously better strikers perhaps come in, the likes of the Drogbas and Agüeros, this, that and the other. It doesn't always have to be a thing. 2 weeks ago, we were at 3.6 goals. Now it's down to something just above 3.1. Let it all balance out. People are looking week in, week out. It's the world we live in. There's got to be an excuse for everything, every single day, week in, week out. I keep saying 24-hour news, everything's got to be instant and have a reason for it. And it is a learned skill. So the first thing is, let's take the market as a whole. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to enter a market and equip ourselves with the skills to win and beat that market. The first thing to say, and you'll hear me say the price is wrong quite often, I think the price is wrong. The one thing at that time, whatever time, and I think Mark Douglas said it in one of his books, the market is right at that time. When that's going on, when those transactions are being made, somebody's trying to back something, somebody's trying to lay something, or somebody's trying to buy, somebody's trying to sell, the market at that time is right or wrong. I may have a model which I think is different to that and wrong and correct. That's my belief. And I'll have people who I show my numbers to and they'll laugh at them and go, look at those numbers. And other people may show me their numbers and I'll laugh at them and go, no, I don't agree with those, whatever it may be. But the facts of the matter is the market is absolutely right at that time, because those are the transactions that are being made. So that is the price at that time. You can't get away from that. That is the absolute facts of it. The market just exists for us to try and make money. And one of the skills that I think a lot of you guys don't understand, and again, it comes down with a long-term sort of view, and again, who you follow and what people say, is do you actually want to be right? So in the terms of me saying I think Arsenal was short at the weekend, do I want to be right? Of course I do, because I want to back Arsenal. But ultimately, over the process of doing that 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times, I want to make money. I'm not interested in being right. That is the one key thing. I'm not interested in an ego. I'm not interested in what other people think of me. I'm not interested in anything other than genuinely turning this into cash. I had a really big bet on, for me, a decent bet on Friday night, was it? Friday night in one of the German games. It was Friday night, I think. I can't remember. Yeah, it was just before I did Chrissy's thing. It was Friday. Won a good few quid. That's what I'm in it for. I'm not in it to be right. So, you know, the tendency we know with bettors is to go towards backing favourites, backing sure things, because obviously they feel they're right. They feel they're right. We've done this. We've backed that. We've backed a short price. It's come in. But can you do it enough times? So a simple thing, if you take things like a lot of people do, you know, we got it on FTS and other services do it and other tipsters give it, laying half-time scores, whatever it may be. If you flip that round and put back in half-time scores, so you're going to back, let's say it's 1-0, you're going to back over 1.5, the lay may be 7, the back may be 1.15, just throwing numbers out there. So if you take 20 bets at back in 1.15, I could say to you, I could put it two ways. I've won 17 out of 20 bets, 85% strike rate, 17 out of 20. Just put that and nothing else. And anybody reading that thinks, that ain't bad. This guy's had 20 bets. He's got 17 right. That's incredible. I want a bit of that. And I could doctor that any way I wanted to do it. If it had been the last 17 that won, I could go, I got 17 out of 17 and ignored, let's say, the bets 1, 2 and 3 were losers. So 17 out of 17 have won. I could put that up. I could put 16 out of 17. Whatever way, I could doctor that number, whatever. The facts of the matter, if I have 20 bets at 1.15 and I only win 17 of them, I'm losing money, because I'm going to win about 2.5 points on the 17 winners, 17 times 0.15, less a bit of commission, and my three losers are going to lose me 3 points. So it actually doesn't mean anything. Again, and short periods of time, people saying these things, it doesn't actually mean anything unless you've got the prices, the numbers, what the market was at that time, what you would have won, what you would have made, and mapped out. So one of the first skills for you guys to learn is obviously about strike rates, pricing, percentages. You know, on FDD there's a price percentage calculator. I've got one. So you start to understand that a bit more. Because the first thing is to be in this for winning, not to be in it to be right. And of course at times it's nice to be right. Of course if I price, you know, the Man City Liverpool thing, I like that system. It's nice to be right and get that. But ultimately, it's all about numbers and maths. And can I do that enough times? Bear in mind that when I make my transaction, the market is what it is. And we just run that process time and time and time and time again. So 17 out of 20, it means nothing. As I say, you could doctor that whatever you like. I could say last 16 out of 17, whatever. So the first thing that you guys need to understand or want, and this is when I say I only want to deal with people who are serious, do you want to win bets or do you want to make money? Because the two are vastly different. They really are vastly different. We can all win bets. I'll give you a 103 shot. Joe Biden, there you go, 103. Yeah, that's probably going to be a winning bet. Is it going to make me money over a long period of time doing that? Who knows? But that's the key that you've got to understand. So you can, you know, it's not about being right or wrong. It's about, can you make money? And that is the first thing, that we're in this to make money. So in amongst your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and things, now how can you apportion those to how I would want to make money? You know, we talked about the frustration, the losses. Ultimately, you've got to shift yourselves. I can't do it for you. Shift yourselves to a gear of change. And part of that gear of change is understanding what you're involved in. I've tried so hard over the years to get people to understand a bit more the maths of what they're doing, because they just jump on and follow a tipster. You know, if I put up on Twitter today, I've won 17 out of the last 20 bets, you can get the next bets for 10 quid. I would probably get 40, 50 people want to send me 10 quid. That's the reality of it. That then wouldn't ask, you know, some would, there'd be some, because there's some clever people on there, but a lot of people just there, they wouldn't ask, what are the bets, what are the prices, you know, how much money is it made, what's the ROI. A lot of people would just, he's won 17 out of 20, let's have the bets, I'll have that, I just want the next one. And that's the first part of what you've got to do. You've got to decide, do you want to be in it or do you want to win money? The next part of this, for me, is obviously breaking down, and the phrase I used a lot during the summer in the Zooms is the scar tissue of losing. Because people lose, move on to something else, there, that gets stored up, and basically your memories, if you like, your memories just become stored up, and they stop you growing mentally, because it's instantly that something, you know, Lazio score a late equaliser, you take it personally. There's fuck all you could have done about that. There's absolutely, what's the point of even talking about it? There's nothing that you could do about it. There, I just don't even understand why people engage in conversation, but that's me. Because I'm completely and utterly, I don't even look, as I said last week, how the game's playing out. I wouldn't have known if I had a bet on Juventus Lazio. Stuff goes into a bot. I don't even look at it. But the problem with that is, particularly if you are somebody who follows it time and time, match to match, goal to goal, shot to shot, is all you're doing is reinforcing this scar tissue. So you just reinforce it to the extent, and Timothy Galway wrote a book, The Inner Game of Golf, really good book on golf, where he basically talks about an inner self. You get to the extent where this little, if you want to see, you know, if we put it in graphic terms, the sort of comic book where you got an angel on one shoulder, the devil. The angel was now sodded off. The devil's just there going, you can't do this, you can't do this. Look, it's happening again, another late goal. You can't do this. Because they're the ones you focus on. You don't focus on anything positive. So what I want to try and do now is try and build up some positivity in you guys. And a good way to do this is the next round of matches, and I'll go into this again next week, is the next round of matches, either don't follow at all, and I know that's hard for some people, but start Friday, have a look Monday, or if you are going to follow, you only write down the positive things that happen. So when a goal goes in your favour, you write that down, and you write it on a bit of paper, or on a spreadsheet, whatever, and then the second, you know, there, and any negative ones you just ignore, you pretend they didn't happen, and you write down the positive ones. Goal went for me there. I had goals go for and against me yesterday. Goal went for me there. I Lazio goal went for me, so I put that down. Lazio goal, great, late, this, that, and the other. Because it's trying to get into expanding your positive outlook as opposed to focusing on your negative outlook. We all, the words I can't should never come into it. The words I don't believe shouldn't come into it. You should just be able to stand and get through it. But it comes back to golf. A lot of people, you know, stand on the first tee nervous because they're thinking of failure. You know, they've stood there and hit balls all their life, but they stand there and think of failure. I'm going to look stupid if I top this. That's the thoughts. Well, you're more likely to do that if you're thinking like that. and the negativity is a real ever-decreasing circle. I whilst I come across as a moany old git, I am such a positive person in all aspects of my life. I want the best for everybody around me. I'm positive with my kids. I'm positive with Sam. I'm positive with all my friends. I try and get them. You know, I want better for most people than I do for myself. You know, and I think people like Suggsy would back me up with that. He frustrates the hell out of me because I want better for him. I keep, Paul, you can do better. You can do better. But he sort of seems to be happy. You know, I say it to him, so I'm not saying anything like that. He seems to be happy drifting along at one speed and pace. Come on, son. You know, I'm like that. I want to shake him. Come on, we can do better here. We can really push on. And to be fair to him, he has got better over the last 12 months. He's been great. Perhaps I want to rush that process too much because it's quite an upheaval for him. But I feel that over a period of 12 months, certainly, he has got better at things. And he's a lot more involved with me now doing things, you know, that's great. But I've got to accept from my end, it's a time process. But you've got to... We're going to only focus for a few weeks on positive things, build up some positive things. Dave... who works with Dave at FTS, is so positive. I mean, Dave makes me look miserable. Dave is unbelievable. And the one thing I send, that I know I've driven him mad. I know I drive him mad because he's trying to get hold of me and do things. And I'm, Dave, I've got football, this, that, and the other. And we've, you know, I think next Thursday is the first day we haven't had a football match that I haven't had to do things since June. So I try and make him understand, Dave, I've got to do the football first. That's the most important thing. And obviously I like the winter racing. But he never ever loses temper. He always says to me, great to hear from you. Great. He's so, you know, he could easily say, Ian, I'm sick of this, I'm fed up with this, I'm always trying to get hold of you, this, that and the other. But his outlook is, it'll happen when it happens. And okay, Ian, great. So I sent him one. He was trying to get hold of me last week. I said, Dave, my back's bad. I'm really not in a great place. Let's catch up next Tuesday. Great, thanks for getting back to me. That's it, you know. Positive, and he's rubbing off on me on how to deal with people, because I would be, you know, I'm not going to talk about Gary and his fucking don't pay for the podcast, but you've got to try and cement some positiveness and some positive energy into what you're doing to enable you to take it forward. Because ultimately, even if you're starting off on £10 stakes, you know, we want to grow that, and we want to grow it up to 50s, 100s, £150. It's exactly the same mindset. I know people don't treat it as that because it's a number, but it's exactly the same mindset. You know, I had a game go against me yesterday, cost me £2,500. I'm not smashing things about this, that and the other. If I was on £10 stakes, it would obviously cost me a lot. The figures are relative to what we're betting at. We've built money up using other people's money, but obviously, if you jump your stakes up too quickly and then a loser happens, again, oh, it's all against me, I'm wondering what's going on, why, whenever I put my stakes up, it goes wrong. All of this together has got to be a natural progression to learning the skills to bet with, to learning to not to work in too short space of time, to understanding numbers, to increasing stakes, to having a positive outlook, to not being affected by it. All these things work in one continuum, as I said last week, you know, 3, 4, 5 year process, just to keep going and let the market give you what you can take out of it by just doing the same things consistently week in. And you know, the word I use most is noise, cutting the noise out. And you know, you only need to see now what's happening. I know people there with this American election. Look at the stuff on social media. Look at it. It is poisonous. It really is not a good place. And it's not a good place for the world. It's not a good place for the news. It's not a good place for politics. It's not a good place if you're a punter. It is a place you've got to treat it for what it is. The best fun I had yesterday was the banter when Arsenal won. Arsenal got beat, sorry. I just posted UTV up the Villa. It's just fun. That's all it is. That's what I should use it for. And that's what I do use it for. I don't engage in... There's people on there I could have a day rowing with in 280 characters if I wanted to. And I've got my views on them, but it's not the place to do it. But you only need to see what's going on. And if you surround yourself in that sort of environment and forums and chat rooms... I know from our FTS forum years ago, it just descended into negativity, because the most negative people are the ones who shout the loudest and they drag other people down, because they just put that little devil on your shoulder who goes, hang on a minute, this bloke might be right here. and then you start questioning everything rather than focusing on what you're doing. So I'm going to go over this again next week because I think this is really important that we go. I'm going to give you, you know, we'll lay out a template. I might even upload one to the website that you write down, and we're only going to write down the positive things that happen, and they're what we're going to focus on. And we move that, because it is amazing if you start focusing on the positives how quickly you go. So Gary yesterday, you know, he put positive winning week. That's positive news, right, Gary? That's what you take forward. There, you know, it's not forget the losers, because we know they're going to happen. That's the thing, we know that's going to happen. We're looking at an end game of coming out in front over time, not looking at week to week, match to match. Oh, look at me. Oh, I lost again this game there. Forgetting what happened, that you'd won the three before with late goals, as I said last week. So, again, feel I've gone on a little bit, but that's where we're going to sort of take this. That you know, I'd like you to try and understand the maths a bit more, and as I say, I can upload a percentage calculator to the website so you understand percentages. Start to understand returns. Actually, what are you making? What are you making per bet? You know, when it comes out and you're doing that, what does that equate to? Lay the draw, back 1-1, do whatever you're doing, whatever. Back 1-1, over 2.5, lay 1-1 as cover, whatever those bets all add up to. Are they producing enough money to cover a loser? What's the strike rate over a period of time? Work it out, because it's not just about being right and winning the bet and getting up in the morning going, "Way, I won a bet last night." It's about, can we make money over that? And then let's focus on, you know, as I say, this scar tissue of being beaten up. And again, lots of things. You don't need to rush into betting stuff. You know, I've got great people like Chris Wilkinson. Or the pod horses aren't part of my plan. Fine, Chris. I don't plan to stop them. Great. The more people follow them, the more confidence they build up in them, because they see over a period of time. But it's not about rushing in and having a one bit. You know, the pod horses and the mentions have been fantastic. We've had 100-1 winners. We've had real solid consistency on the pod horses. But if they don't fit you at the minute, you're not missing out. Just follow it. Nothing in that betting knows, having a 100-1 winner, it's not really going to change your life. Particularly at the minute, we can't spend any money anyway. We can't go on holiday. We can't do anything. It's a good time to sit and use this time to learn and understand, and does it suit you? Anyway, that's it from me, because this is Villa Night. Well done, the boys. Well done, the fellas. Doing well, the boy, to be fair. Good players, Grealish, see? That's still ruined Spurs missing out on that. Right, I'll be back with Mindset Monday. Tomorrow we're going to have... what are we going to have tomorrow? Tomorrow we're going to have recipe and books, a little sing-song. Wednesday I will do Masters Preview. Thursday I will do stats that I didn't do last week because of my back. I'll do the stats and we'll have a game of poker. Poker Friday. Yeah, it's all good. It's all going to be a lovely little week, isn't it? As we watch the second, maybe third best golf tournament of the year. Right, enjoy your Monday. Hope I made some sort of sense then. I am getting worse at talking. Waffling. I feel I waffle all the time. Gary, just go and do one, son, will you? Just leave me alone. Right, see you later.